Now for a man who is a genius on the tenor banjo, Jerry O'Connor, Uncle Billy's Jig. Familiar with the song The Isle of Innisfree, which was featured in the movie The Quiet Man. But here's another track from The Quiet Man. Now, to be honest, I didn't know this till the other day, till I was sorting out through my Johnny McAvoy tracks, and I discovered this. It's entitled When the Rain Comes. And as I've said so often on Sounds Irish, Johnny McAvoy has a wonderful way of putting a song across. He's a good musician. He writes wonderful material, a good poet and a good singer to boot. And here, have you heard this one before? When the Rain Comes.
What will you do when the rain and summer days are drawing to an end? Will you love me still in the early morning chill? Will you whisper my name to the wind? How many times have I told that I love you more than words can ever say? The stars in the skies could never match your eyes, or the sunlight, the color of your hair. Know how I wish it was springtime once again, and I could hold you close in my arms. What will you do when the rain comes and autumn leaves are falling to the ground? Will you be my friend at summer's end? Will you still meet the loving we have found? All the long year I will love you, no matter if the sun shines high or low. There'll be no clouds to hide the love I feel inside. There'll be no place for teardrops to flow. And oh, how I wish it was springtime once again, and I could hold you close in my arms. What will you do when the rain comes and summer days are drawing to an end? Will you love me still in the early morning chill? Will you whisper my name? Will you love me still in the early morning chill? Will you whisper my name to the wind?
The very talented and much loved Johnny McAvoy there. I've always been a big fan of Johnny McAvoy. Now, here's an artist I've always admired. I've always admired his musicianship, his arrangements, and his accordion playing, of course. I'm speaking of Dermot O'Brien. And Dermot is telling us here what happened on the road to Malin Mór.
On the road to Malin Mór, I could hear the ocean roar, and I heard the skylark sing his happy song. It'd been in the month of June, and the heather was in bloom, when I met a colleen as she tripped along. Her face was fair and handsome, and her hair was neatly tied by the gaily colored ribbons that she wore. And she stole me heart away on the far off summer day that I met her on the road. On the road to Malin Mór, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road to Malin Mór. Well, I've travelled on Donegal, through the glens and mountains tall, and many were the pretty girls I've seen, but there's none that can compare with the colleen I met there. And I knew that of them all she was the queen. Well, I went to see her parents, and I asked them for her hand, and if I could make her mine forevermore. And if you're in Donegal, you'll be welcome if you call to our cottage on the road to Malinmore. On the road to Malinmore, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road to Malinmore.
I think you could count certainly among the top five musicians in Ireland. You could put Dermot O'Brien in popularity fame, I think, if you had a poll on that sort of thing. Here's a musician who left Ireland and went to make his fortune in the UK, and boy did it work. Val Dunigan from County Waterford toured Ireland as part of the touring shows, playing guitar and singing, doing a lot of sort of Jim Reeves stuff. Then he decided to seek his fortune elsewhere, and he went over to London and never looked back. First of all, he made a big name for himself in the clubs, in the Irish scene. Then he went on radio, on the BBC, had his own radio programme, and then transferred to television, where he was a huge success. And this is a song that, well, it was a hit for various people. I think way back in the day it was a hit for Al Jolson. And I think the Fury Brothers, they had a big hit with this. But listen to how Val Dunigan sings When You Were Sweet 16.
I saw the love light in your eyes. I dreamed the world held naught but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come or my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16. As I've never loved before, since first
first I met you on the village green. Come to me, for my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16.
You know, friends, I've got many versions of that particular song, When You Were Sweet 16, but I think that version by Val Doonigan is my favourite. It doesn't say who the whistle player is, though, but that was a lovely version, a lovely arrangement of When You Were Sweet 16 from the man from Waterford, Val Doonigan. We're continuing with legends, Irish legends, as far as music is concerned. We've had Dermot O'Brien and we've had Val Doonigan. Here, one of the greatest artists, performers, call it what you will, of Irish music, certainly in the latter part of the 20th century. I'm speaking of Joe Dolan. Joe hailed from Mullingar, and with a number of his friends, they formed, when he was about 18 or 19, they formed a show band, and they called themselves the Drifters. And then, after singing with the band, Joe went out as a solo artist on his own, and he took the country by storm. I think if I was to stop three people in the street tomorrow to name me an Irish artist, two of them would say Joe Dolan. He packed venues from Cork to Donegal and over to Dublin. Wherever he played, his show was sold out days before, and he would come bounding onto the stage and rock and roll and gyrate and do all the things that that sort of people do. But Joe was very, very popular. He died rather young, actually. But I want to play for you now, if it's not his first recording ever made, it certainly was one of the early ones. It was a big hit for him. A very quiet Joe Dolan. A very young Joe Dolan. My Own Peculiar Way.
Comfort to know you'd never doubt me, even though I give you calls most every day. Sometimes I think that you'd be better off without me. My own peculiar way. Don't doubt my love if sometimes my mind should wander to a suddenly remembered yesterday. Though my thoughts may never stray I
Prendergast is going to tell us all about, well, a song about the River Shannon. And I think it was on last week's programme we mentioned the River Shannon. Have a listen to Kevin Prendergast. My dad used to sing this song, you know.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland. I always claim it my land. Where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh. My heart goes back there daily to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I greet her, for there's not a cutting sweeter where the river Shannon flows. I'll be mailing, for soon I will be sailing, and I'll place the ship that takes me to my dear old Mary's shore. Then I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sod never, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take my name as Thor. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a cutting sweeter where the river Shannon flows.
Kevin Prendergast singing there, Where the River Shannon Flows. And we've spoken about the Shannon before, haven't we, on Sounds Irish? It's the longest river in the British Isles. It starts up in County Cavan and goes right the way through the centre of Ireland with some wonderful scenery on its banks all the way down to Limerick, where it goes into the sea. Now, on Sounds Irish before, Tony Kenny's been singing the praises of Limerick, but here's Sean Dunphy's version.
You're a lady, your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flows. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. As children, you and I spent endless days of fun in winter snow or summer's golden sun. We fished in silver streams, the fabric of my dreams was fashioned by your loveliness, and so I have to say, oh Limerick, you're a lady, your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me. The one true love that I have ever known. A gift that time has made to travelers on their way, seeking out the beauty of our land. A shrine where children play, and bells ring out to say, thank God we're living just to feel the freedom of each day. Oh, Limerick, you're a lady, your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. The one true love that I have ever known.
Sean Dunphy and Limerick, You're a Lady. Sean, a very quiet, shy man, believe it or not, a good friend of mine, no longer with us, he's gone to God, but he had some wonderful hits here in Ireland. He represented Ireland at the Eurovision Song Contest, oh, I think it must have been about 1966-67, with a song called If I Could Choose. Now, if I can find that, we'll play it on some future programme. But he was a wonderful man and, as I said, shy and retiring. I was just thinking there while listening to that. On this week's programme, it seemed to be playing a lot of my old friends. Here's another one. Here's Red Hurley. Now, Red now lives in the United States, I'm told. But he started life singing with a show band. We mentioned the show bands earlier. And then he went out as a solo artist on his own. He has a fine voice and he made some wonderful recordings. I'm saying that because he recorded one of my songs as well. A nice man and very easy to get along with. Here from a live recording made in Dublin some years ago, he's singing a song that I think, it's not an Irish song, in fact he introduces it himself, it's not an Irish song and it's certainly not a new song, but I think when Irish people, or when anybody away from home hears this song, well they get a little homesick. Here's Red Hurley.
Our next song is approximately 200 years old, ladies and gentlemen. It was written by a fellow called Henry Bishop, and the lyrics of this are absolutely beautiful. Have a listen. It just goes to show there is no place like home. This song is called Home Sweet Home.
Neath pleasures and palaces, though I may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. A charm from the skies seems to hallow us there, which seen through the world is never met with elsewhere. Home sweet home, there's no place like home. Home sweet home. there's no place like home. I'm an exile from home. Splendor dazzles in vain. Oh, give me my lonely thatched cottage once again. The birds singing gaily who come at my call. Give me them with that peace of mind, dearest of all. Home, sweet home, there's no place like home. Home, sweet home, there's no place like home. Home, sweet home, there's no place like home. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
Now, friends, I'm not saying that just because Red is a friend of mine, but I think that's a wonderful interpretation, a lovely, gentle interpretation of that lovely song, Home Sweet Home. And as I say so often for Irish people and people away from home, that song must mean a lot. It meant a lot to me when I was away from home, I can tell you. And our final track this week is from Luke Kelly and Muisin Durkin. Muisin is the Irish name for Martin. Now, where did I put that tin whistle?
Go off and be right famous, and I never would return again till I'd roamed the world wide. Goodbye, Muisin Durkin, sure I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the parades, and no longer I'll be fooled. As sure as my name is Carney, I'll be off to California, where instead of digging parades, I'll be digging lumps of gold. I've courted girls in Killarney, in Kanturk and in Killarney, in Passage and in Queenstown, that is the Cove of Cork. Goodbye to all this pleasure, I'll be off to take me leisure, and the next time that you hear from me will be a letter from New York. So it's goodbye, Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the parades, and no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Kearney, I'll be off to California, where instead of digging parades, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Goodbye to the girls at home, I'm going far across the foam. Try and make me fortune in far America. There's gold and jewels and plenty for the poor and for the gentry. And when I return again, I never more will say goodbye, Muisin Durkin. Sure, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the parades, and no longer I'll be fooled. As sure as my name is Carney, I'll be off to California, where instead of digging parades, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
Well, Luke Kelly fading off into the sunset. And that's where I'll be fading off to now, because that's our programme for this week. We have mixed it a bit, have we not? Friends, this is Joe Bollard saying, before I go, my email address, everton274@sky.com, and put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, I hope and pray that all is well in your world. And if it's not, I will pray that you will be given the strength to cope. And I'm sure you will. Take good care of yourselves and of one another. I really had a ball doing this programme this week, and I hope you've enjoyed it as well. May good God bless you and yours. And until we're doing it again next week on Sounds Irish, Joe Wallace saying, Sláinte, travel safely, bye.